You're listening to Radio Thrift Shop, part of the Underground Radio Revolution, with DJ Frederick. tram car to Bellevue, where the rain has blocked my view, and I tumble through the paper crumpled on the floor, and my eyes have turned away from the windy rainy day, and I don't care to think about it anymore. And I don't know how to say I can't face another day in the city. Cause we're traveling in the rain and it always seems the same. I can see the sun beyond the great gap buildings as they reach up to the sky, and all my dreams go sailing by on the clouds that hurry from the sun they're shielding. And I don't know how to say I can't face another day in the city. And it seems as though we're flying, however hard we try, we can keep our feet upon the ground. And the amber light as it's turning and deep inside I'm burning as I step down quickly into the crowd. And I don't know how to say I can't face another day in the city. Pull my raincoat to my chin, and the rain is seeping in, and I'm traveling in the rain.
Well, it's the winter season, and there's been some really rainy and stormy weather out on the West Coast. And then those weather systems come into New England and create mega storms and nor'easters fall as snow. Well, I wish it were rain, and so rather than feet of snow. So, on this edition on the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm going to play a few rain songs. Yes, indeed. We started off with Home Again with Midnight Rain. Group called All in One with Rainy Haze and Dave Lurie, Traveling in Rain. Oh, yeah. This is DJ Frederick. This is the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. It's an FM underground journey. You never know what you're going to hear next.
During World War I, a German scientist trying to eavesdrop on Allied telephone conversations kept picking up strange whistling noises on his equipment. Well, eventually these sounds were identified as being caused by lightning coming from as far away as halfway around the world.
I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
The sounds were ultimately named whistlers. And today, with the help of a long antenna and a special receiver, Steve McGreevy records whistlers and other electromagnetic waves which occur naturally in our planet's atmosphere.
The ever-present thing which we're always hearing is the snapping and crackling and popping of lightning strikes. That's just a constant background noise.
Along with the cracks and pops, you can hear the distinctive sounds of whistlers, those long descending tones. Now, whistlers originate from the electromagnetic waves which are generated during lightning storms. These waves are guided by the lines of force which make up the Earth's magnetic field. Following the lines of force, the waves circle the Earth in a matter of seconds, and when you tune in with a radio receiver, you can hear them as trailing, whistling sounds.
What happens is that the energy takes a round trip in Earth's magnetic field to the opposite hemisphere, and then it bounces back. And in doing so, in making this long trip, the frequency components are spread out. In other words, that instantaneous burst of lightning gets peeled apart. The higher audio frequencies arrive before the lower ones, so you get this downward falling tone.
To hear about our new CD, please visit pulseplanet.com. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
We're going to continue on with another set of rain-themed songs here on the Radio Thrift Shop. This is Walt and John with, not Walt and John, but Walt and John, with Rainy Day. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WCFILP 96.1 FM.
Turn back, it's all right. the magic morning sound. In my eye a tear is burning. I see a forest born of dawn. I see a forest born of dawn. From midnight's womb she soft appears and sheds her misty cord with a sigh. Her birth still blazing through my tears. I stand until the sun is high. Again, my mind is turning toward a forest in my brain. In my eye, a tear still burning. I see a forest in the rain. I see a forest.
Can see her on her way. In her hand, a big yellow bouquet. And her hair shines like the morning sun. They say that she runs like the wind, and she'll fall like the rain. When she comes, her warmth will fill the room. And when she goes from you. In the meadow, when the flowers are all abloom, she will be waiting there for you. They say that she runs like the wind, and she'll fall like the rain, fall like the rain, fall like the rain, fall like the rain.
Saturday morning with rain in the streets reminds me of someone that I have yet to meet. The name's the same, the faces change, the hours drag so slowly by. The world stands still while on a hill a man somewhere is dying. all alone. Saturday evening, with rain in your hair, I've some place to go, but I am not sure where. You say goodbye, you start to cry, the stars are disappearing now. The sun comes up and sure enough, the new dawn finds me crying.
Listen to the rain call your name. You give me hope to see what life's all about. You touched my eyes, you touched my heart and brought them out into the light that I may see. Light that I may see.
All right, another cool set of obscure Rain songs from privately released LPs. We started off with Walt and John with a tune called Rainy Day, then Gordon Lowe and Laurel Ward with Forest in the Rain, James McCarthy with She Falls Like the Rain, and then the Frederick, not the DJ Frederick, the band, the Frederick with Saturday Morning with Rain, and finally Kurt Van Arsdell with Listen to the Rain. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org all over the world.
This indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. In 1971, the U.S. was still deeply entrenched in the Vietnam War. The Beatles had just broken up, and a man had walked on the moon. But deep in the Australian outback, the setting of Nicholas Roeg's Walkabout, life went on as it always had. The wind riled the sand, and insects came to claim what they could conquer. Two young siblings find themselves lost in the desert after their father had tried to kill them while on a family picnic. They walk for days, still in school clothing, until their skin is scorched and their hair is wild. It's hard not to think of Hansel and Gretel approaching the witch's candy house. Instead, they meet an Aboriginal boy, David Gulpilil, on his tribe-mandated walkabout, a rite of passage in which he must survive alone in the desert. The children have occasional glimpses of civilization. An exploitative folk art operation, for instance, is just over the horizon. But with no common language, they can't explain to their companion that they want to be found. Or do they? Walkabout offers a welcome perspective on survival. In watching the children swim and spit roast meat, we begin to question our own cultural values and wonder what life would be like apart from what we know. Walkabout, not in theaters, discovery through rental. We hope you enjoyed the Indie Film Minute. Visit us at indiefilmminute.com to share your thoughts, suggest films, or even to submit your own review.
Well, if you have any questions or comments about the Radio Thrift Shop, or even request some obscure music that you'd like to hear in future broadcasts, you can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. Also, you can connect on Facebook. Just do a search for Radio Thrift Shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Round Table with their cover of Eli's Coming. Before that, a band called Early Times with Love Song. Really great barn burning tune there, and I'd love to find the rest of that album. We started off with a 45 by BBK's Expedition and their cover version of the Doobie Brothers' Long Train Runnin'. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. That was Michael Robert Rachel, tune called From the Start. This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. Thank you for listening. And I'm wishing you many blessings.